До мене до рубакр асиди до келева вачуна рубакр асиди рубакр асиди. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful silsila where we will discuss in brief the beautiful lifestyle and the status of the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none other than Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. But first, please make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum thawab. For example, I will look at the silsila from the beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice upon them in my life. I will try to encourage them to my household, to my spouse, my children, my family members, my friends, in my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, make them now to gain maximum reward, inshaAllah ta'ala. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razwi Ziyai Tamburakatuhum Al-Aliya has quoted a very beautiful narration regarding the excellence and the importance of durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his beautiful book Miraculous Wonders of Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, with reference to Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the great companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the role model for judiciary, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُصَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, dua, supplication, remains suspended between the earth and the sky, and nothing of it goes upwards. That is, the supplication is not acknowledged until you recite salat and durood upon your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you seen the importance? Have you heard about the importance about sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Make this our habit every day, on a daily basis, to abundantly send as much as we can durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is beneficial for us in this world, the grave, and the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. On page 246 of Uyunul Hikayat, volume 1, the 413 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, it is mentioned in Sayyidina Imam Abdul Rahman bin Ali Jawzi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi narrated that Sayyidina Khalaf bin Tamim alayhi rahmatullahi al-azim has said that Sayyidina Abul Husayb Bashir rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, I was a trader, and by the grace of the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, I was quite affluent, very rich. I had all the comforts of a luxurious life, and I would mostly stay in the cities of Iran. Once, my laborer told me that there was an unburied dead body lying in an inn, and there was nobody to bury it. Listening to this, I felt sorry for the helplessness of the dead person, and with the aim of helping him out, I reached the inn in order to carry out the funeral procedures. I saw the dead body lying with some raw bricks placed on its belly. I put a sheet over it to cover it. His companions of the dead person They were sitting nearby, the corpse. They told me that the man was very pious and righteous. They did not have enough money to arrange for his funeral processions. Upon listening to this, I sent a man with money to purchase a kafan, a shroud, and another man to dig the grave, and the rest of us started heating water to give him ghusl, to bath him, and to prepare the bricks for the grave. We were busy in these activities when suddenly the dead body moved and sat up. The bricks fell down from his belly and he started screaming in a terrible voice and saying, "Alas, the fire! Alas, the loss! Alas, the destruction! Alas, the fire! Alas, the loss! Alas, the destruction!" His companions, they ran away upon seeing this terrible scene, this frightening scene. But I collected my senses and courage. I went near this dead body. I shook him by holding his arm and asked, "Who are you and what is wrong with you?" He spoke, "I was a resident of Kufa, and unfortunately, I adopted the company of people who would insult and abuse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Due to their wicked sahaba and company, I would also abuse these two blessed luminaries, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar and Sayyidina Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma." Sayyidina Abu al-Husayn Bashir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has further said, "Hearing this, I begged tawbah and repentance and asked forgiveness and said to this person, 'O ill-fated man, then surely you deserve this severe azab and torment. But tell me how you have been alive after your death.'" So he started to say, "My good deeds did not benefit me. Due to the disrespect of the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, I was dragged towards Jahannam. I was dragged towards hell after my death, and my abode there was shown to me, and I was told, 'Now you will be made alive again so that you may inform your heretical friends about your azab and your punishment and tell them how painful the torment that the person possessing the enmity with Allah Azza wa Jal's virtuous bondsmen would deserve in the hereafter. When you finish telling them about yourself, you will again be thrown into your actual abode in Jahannam, in hell. Thus I have again to tell this so that the blasphemers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blessed companions may seek admonition and warning from this happening and abstain from their insults, from their blasphemies. Otherwise, the one who will commit blasphemy against these blessed luminaries will suffer a bad end like that of mine. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Now after saying all of this, this man, again he died. Meanwhile, the grave had been made ready for his burial, and the shroud had been arranged. But I said, "I will not carry out the funeral processions of such an ill-fated man who had been an insulter, a blasphemer of Shaykhain Kareemain, that is Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And I even do not consider it good to stay near him anymore." Saying this, I left. After some time, a person informed me that his heretical friends, they bathed the body, they gave it a ghusl and offered the funeral salah. No one else participated in the funeral salah. Sayyidina Khalaf bin Tamim rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi said, "I asked Sayyidina Abu al-Husayn Bashir alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qadir, 'Were you present there at the time of that event?' He replied, 'Yes, I saw him with my own eyes, reviving, coming alive again, and heard his conversation with my own ears.'" By listening to that, Sayyidina Khalaf bin Tamim alayhi rahmatullahi al-Azim said, "Now I will surely give the information of this bad end of this insulter and blasphemer of the Prophet's companions alayhimu ridwan to the people, so that they may learn a lesson and take care for their afterlife. May Allah Azza wa Jal secure us from blasphemy and insult and disrespect of the companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and bestow us with their true love. May Allah Azza wa Jal, the most affectionate, keep all of us in His protection and keep us away from those who are disrespectful. And may we never commit even the slightest insult and blasphemy. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Allah Azza wa Jal, the end of blasphemers and those who insult is very painful. And there is much warning in this. These accursed people would become a lesson of warning for everybody. Those who utter insults against Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, or dare to abuse the eminence of the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, or the awliya Allah rahimahumullah, are not only destined for destruction and ruination in the hereafter, in the akhirah, but they also become warning symbols as disgrace and indignity strike them in this worldly life and in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us respectful of His beloveds and make us adopt the company of those who are respecting people, that is, the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all Sahaba Ikram, all Awliya Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal prevent us from the wicked company of those who are disrespectful and blasphemers. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the belief, the aqeedah of the Ahlus Sunnah regarding Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum? It is essential to know about this, in fact. On page 241 of Bahari Shariat, volume 1, the 1250-page publication of Maktabat al-Madinah. Maktabat al-Madinah is the publishing department of Dawud Islami. It is stated, after the blessed Prophet alayhi wasalam, the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the most excellent personality amongst all creatures of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is, among all human beings and the jinn. Then after him is the excellence of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Any person who mentions Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem as superior to Siddiq or Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is indeed a heretic and has gone astray. May Allah save us from this heresy. On page 974 of the translation of the Holy Quran, Kanz al-Iman with Khazain al-Irfan, published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 29. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And that the munificence is in Allah's control, He bestows to whomsoever He wills, and Allah is extremely munificent. On page 302 of the book Malfuzat Ala Hazrat, the 561-page publication of Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, it is mentioned therein that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had just come after offering Salatul Maghrib from the masjid when a man called, "Who will give food to the traveler?" This man was saying. Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked his servant, "Bring him to my home." The food was then brought for this person when he came. The traveler had just started to eat this food when he uttered a word in which there were signs of heresy. At once, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took this food away and told him to leave. It is mentioned in the beautiful shi'r, a couplet of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu can distinguish between right and wrong. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu leads to the right path, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is like a sword that works strictly in the favor of Islam. May millions of salutations be upon him. As mentioned in the world famous book Malfuzat Al Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, on page 277, a person asked the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, about the ruling regarding accompanying heretics, those who are misled and gone astray. He rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi replied, it is haram, strictly prohibited, to sit in the company of heretics, those who have gone astray, as there is a high risk of becoming a heretic. Friendship with them is a fatal poison for one's iman and faith. The noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that iyyakum wa iyyahum la yudillunakum وَلَا يَفْتِنُونَكُمْ. That is, keep them away from you and run away from them, lest they make you go astray or put you into heresy. May Allah save us from this. And the one who relies on his nafs, on his base and lower self, in fact relies on a big liar. It is mentioned, إِنَّهَا أَكْذَبُ شَيْءٍ إِذَا حَلَفَتْ فَكَيْفَ إِذَا وَعَدَتْ. That is, if the nafs commits something by swearing, then it is the biggest liar, but not when he only promises without swearing. In a sahih hadith, authentic hadith, it is narrated, when Dajjal, the cursed, the liar, when he appears, some people will go to see him just for amusement, considering that what harm will there be for us if we are steadfast on our iman? They will become his followers upon approaching the Dajjal. In a blessed hadith with reference of Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one will be resurrected with the nation he keeps relations with. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, keep associated with the Madani mahol, the Madani environment of Dawood-e Islami, to acquire the fear and the hope of Allah Azza wa Jal, the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to fortify your devotion, your love and respect for the Prophet's companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, and to receive blessings of virtuous company, and to become regular and steadfast in salah and fasting. Travel in the Madani Qafilas with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for learning the Sunan. In order to spend a successful life and to better your afterlife, fill the booklet of the Madani Inamat program by acting upon it as well. And having done Fikr Madina, which is Madani contemplation, regularly, also submit this booklet to your Nigran, the one in charge, within the first 10 days of every Madani Islamic month. Also, attend the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima'at congregations held by Dawood Islami, or watch the transmissions of the Madani channel of Dawood Islami. You will find your spirit of love, of devotion for the beloveds of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grow in your heart, inshaAllah ta'ala. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, I was informed by Jibreel that Islam will mourn over the demise of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked severely, a young man entered his death presence to console him and said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, there are glad tidings for you from Allah Azza wa Jal, since you excelled in Islam as you are privileged with the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As you know that when you were elected as Khalifa, you performed justly and fairly. And now you are going to depart from this mortal world as a shaheed, as a martyr. Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I wish my dealings may balance out. Neither do I owe someone, nor does someone owe me. When the young man was moving to leave, his clothes were touching the ground. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, bring him back to me. When he came back, Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu advised him, O my son, keep your clothes off the ground, for it will keep them clean, and Allah Azza wa Jal also likes it. When Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked brutally, it was said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, it is the time to offer salah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, listen, the one who misses his salah, he has no contribution in Islam. Then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu offered his salah, although he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously injured. In Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, Urwah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that when the wall of the blessed mausoleum of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam fell down during the reign of Caliph Walid bin Abdul Malik, people attempted to rebuild it. Whilst digging its foundation, a foot became visible. The people were shocked and thought that this was the blessed foot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When nobody could verify, then Sayyidina Urwah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu said, La wallahi, ma hiya qadamun nabiyyi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ma hiya illa qadamu Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. By Allah Azza wa Jal, this is not the blessed foot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the foot of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is that noble personality, the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His blessed lifestyle, his rank and his status. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the true understanding of his beautiful deen of Islam and inculcate the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. And all Sahaba Ikram, all Awliya Allah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Damena, damena, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph.